Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, March 31st, 1855, the Barbadian newspaper reported on concerns raised about how government coffers were being expended on the upkeep of the roads in the parish of St. Michael. These concerns were raised in a return made by Inspector of Roads, Thomas King, which was read in the House of Assembly on the previous day. The financial document gave an indication of the manner in which the money has been expended on the roads in St. Michael and will account in some manner for the otherwise inexplicable wretchedness of the roads in that parish. Mr. King's report explained the sums of money which were allocated to labor, materials, cart hire, and gunpowder for road maintenance for the six-month period ending February 22, 1855. The areas which were to be maintained were from Barbary's Hill to Jackson, Warrens to St. Thomas, Roebuck to Exchange Hill, Hollistill Turning to Endeavour, Welch's to Salters, from Roebuck to Haggett Hall, from Enmore Corner to Upton, Government House Crossroads, Bank Hall Crossroads, Kingwood Crossroads, and Westbury Crossroads. The return showed that total expenditure on the road mending project amounted to £553, 17 shillings and 8 pence. These works were financed through funds from the collector of rates, fine from police magistrates, from the city commissioners for milestones, as well as a legislative grant of £400. But despite this expenditure, Mr. King's report noted that nothing of any consequence had been done between Tumul Hill and the Roebuck. In fact, the report highlighted that we come to the astounding conclusion that from Haggett Hall Gap to Tumul Hill, a distance of half mile, nearly £159 has been expended, and notwithstanding the hill is left in such a state that only one half the road can be used, the other half not having been finished. The report observed that another bone of contention was that the sum of £127, 9 shillings and 6 pence had been spent in material. But they concluded that this expenditure could have been reduced if the hills were blasted down properly and carted into the bottom, in that the line of road from Hanson to Tongue would furnish material for itself simply by drawing the material from the sides into the middle of the road, and by this means, with proper management, the £159 spent on one half mile would have been sufficient to mend a whole line of Tongue. The House further queried, "Where is all the money to be collected?" In the meantime, they lamented that we must contend ourselves with this wretched state of things and hope for better luck next time. Concerns about how government coffers were being expended on the upkeep of the roads in the parish of St. Michael were reported in the Barbadian on this day, March 31st, 1855.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.